So we're here to talk about the creative market on Sunday. Starts at 10 o'clock as usual, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. And it's with the good weather, you should have lots of stalls and lots of people wanting to shop. I'm expecting a busy Sunday.
Yeah, it's on paper, it's looking exceedingly busy. Hopefully, we'll beat a record of 50, possibly 55 stalls this Sunday. Yeah, and most of them have paid, so they've been committed.
So they'll definitely turn up unless something drastic goes wrong. So, have you got any new stall holders?
Yeah, so I think we've got a total of 9 stall holders, possibly. You know, like I'm still getting some emails and some messages of requests and that. But yeah, let me go through some of the stalls. So we've got Mystic. We've got Naomi called Mystic Dread, and that's fabrics and jewellery. We've got Raywin Henry with craft. We've got Anna and Flappy Families. That's a family board game that they've created.
Okay.
There could be another board game stall as well, but they just need to confirm because they came later. We've got Jonathan selling his avocados. We've got Marty, a local guy from Rilpooki, a woods craftsman, and his stuff looks very, very nice.
So have we not seen him before?
No. So this is a brand new business. He's been obviously woodworking for many years by the looks of the stuff that he's created. I'm dead envious because you know how much I love about wood. Mm. So this is his new venture. He intends to come to the market on a regular basis, at least over summer, and he's just set up his business with his Facebook page. You can get orders and things like that. So he's going to be just bought a gazebo and everything like that. So he'll be out in the front. Then we've got Millie, who I'm not sure if she actually came to October. She wanted to, and she might not have made it because of the weather, but she's a crochet maker.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's definitely being able to come. And then let me go back. Then we've got Rowena called Pump House Blooms. So that's dried flowers and bird boxes.
Right.
I know. It's great, eh? And then we've got a couple of jewellers. We've got Tamara making concrete dog bowls, they're called. And so
lots of surprises this morning with this.
Pardon me?
Lots of surprises in the announcements this morning.
Yeah, also. Yeah. And then, of course, we've got our lovely regulars. How could we not have a creative market without Yanis and Rick and Liz and Liz with the body, you know, whatever it is that she does, bossy treats, and yep. Nick with his honey. And we've got some really neat people that are returning from the winter. So we've got Amy Budd, who's been to France seeing her family, you know, with Babu, her baby, beautiful baby clothes. And we've got Kevin with his crystals. He's coming back for a couple of markets. We've got Jan, Metal Moon. Beautiful, beautiful jewellery that she makes, I mean, as, of course, Yanis does too. And we've got Dizzy Blocks as well.
Oh, yes, back for summer.
But what, yes, and we've got 3 hot foods, and so we've got the falafel team back again, so that's good. I know they've been away, but they're going to the farmers market on Fridays. And we've got the Nepalese dumplings, and...
Is it Itai then? Oh, no, Itai is the falafels, sorry.
Yeah, Itai. And who's the third? Oh, my gosh.
Don't ask me.
I'll just have to quickly look through. Yes, and then we've got some bakers. So we've got Emily, who baked some beautiful bread and everything like that last market. So she's looking like she's dead keen to do a bit more. She's hired out the kitchen here and all that jazz. And then we've got Grace. She's been coming, and Sally... they've been coming over the winter with their beautiful cakes. And then we've got a couple of kids' stalls selling, you know, their cakes. And they usually go, you know, by midday. And then we've got a circus performance. So we've got Evelyn, who does the hula hoops. You know, some listeners might know of Evelyn. And her partner, Nick, they are circus performers, and they've done this performance in Hamilton, and they want to bring it to Raglan. They live here. So they're going to be on at 11 o'clock for half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
11 o'clock. I'm writing this down. And, okay, so they were they involved with the – we just had a big weekend of circus last weekend. Were they involved with that, or is there something different that people haven't seen?
Oh, something different, yeah.
Okay, all right, so that's good, something new. You were saying off the air that you're looking for someone to do a coffee stall still.
Yeah. I'm over coffee. I mean, I don't even drink coffee, but I'm over the coffee stall stuff. It takes so much work trying to organise stuff.
I wonder why that is.
There is money in it, okay? You know.
Yeah, well, that's... And it is... You know, it is what I would say to help out is that these markets where it's sunny in summer... Yeah. Are pretty busy, and the December market's going to be super busy. It always is, because that's people's Christmas shopping market. Yeah. Can I also ask a question? I know you've been saying that the surface of the car park, the market area, is going to be sealed at some point soon. I presume that hasn't happened yet.
No. So it's scheduled to happen in probably 3 weeks' time, 2 or 3 weeks' time. But, you know, they secured the contractors.
Yeah. Okay.
We're in close contact with the council. It's, you know, so there won't be any surprises. But I personally will be surprised if they actually do it before Christmas. And I don't want them to either.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just got to bite the bullet. But
I know.
And the other thing that's happened, of course, is the kindy is extended. The building seems to be about twice the size, and you no longer have access to that grass area around the back. So how have you fit everybody in?
Well, a bit of ingenuity. Yeah, we'll be fine. I'm tempted to go up on the hill, so, you know, maybe the sound of music would probably motivate some people. Who knows? That's a space that's possible, not all of it, and so don't, you
it's
know.
It's a bit slopey.
Who knows what's around the corner, Aaron?
Oh, I see. All right, you've got a few things up your sleeve that you
maybe.
Maybe. All right. Well, look, maybe not this market, I guess, but future markets we might see something a little different. What about any? Are you looking for any buskers who want to come along or anything like that?
Yeah, but not between 11 and 12 because we've got
the circus.
But yeah, no. You know, 10 to 11. You know, 12 to 1 would be awesome. Yeah, would be great.
Okay. All right. All right, well, folks, we're talking to Debs here. It's the Creative Market again, monthly market this Sunday at 10, from 10 till 2. And it's looking like a good day.
Yeah, finally. Yeah. Last summer was terrible.
Yeah, well, yeah, we deserve a good summer. Sunrise, yeah. All right, so is that everything you wanted to get over there, Debs?
No, it's all good. But there's plenty of stalls, so there'll be lots of choices for people and lots of sitting down and catching up with people and, et cetera, what normally happens.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, look, thanks for your time this morning, Debs.
As a pleasure.